I just want to talk about the upcoming Keyboard Conversations April 2nd here in Scottsdale. You start with a piece that many people know in its orchestrated form, never realizing this was actually written for the piano, The Invitation to the Dance.
Yes, it's written for the piano originally, and Weber dedicated it to his wife, Carolyn. And when he played it to her, he explained to her what was going on behind the scenes, so to speak. Yes, it's an effervescent waltz, but there's a story behind it. And thankfully, she wrote down what her husband had told her, and I'm going to be able to share that with the audience. And it makes listening to this piece all the more fun.
Weber is one of those composers who fascinates me because in his own time he was so highly thought of. Beethoven thought the world of this man, and yet we know less and less of him almost. It seems as time goes on, he'll have these resurgences, but he never quite gets traction like the other great composers.
This one piece is one of his crowning glories, and it's hard to resist.
I always enjoy asking about composers that you get to come to know through playing their music. Not many of us think of Smetana as being a pianist.
Smetana was one of the leading virtuoso pianists of his day, and he's written a lot of piano music. And you can tell it's Liszt-ian in its scope and in its pianistic complexities. The man must have been a fabulous pianist, and he loved the polka. Smetana wrote lots of polkas, and the polkas have a wide variety of musical expression. I wish there was really time to do more than just this one polka of Smetana, because he's written humorous ones, quick ones, but this one is nostalgic, reflective, poetic, and a good contrast with the other two polkas that are on the program.
And the circus polka, you said the dancing herd of elephants. Is Stravinsky, it is comical?
Yes. Stravinsky in 1942 received a call from George Balanchine, who at this time was the director of music for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus in New York. And Balanchine offered Stravinsky a commission to write some dance music. And Stravinsky, as you know, loved money and loved commissions. And then Balanchine had to get specific for him. He says, we'd like some music that could be danced to by a group of elephants on the stage of Madison Square Garden for one of our productions in New York. And then there was a long silence on the phone, and Stravinsky asked just one question, Sterling. He asked, are the elephants old or young? Well, they're young elephants, maestro. Well, in that case, I'll do it. So he writes a piece that he titles The Circus Polka. And believe it or not, there were 425 performances of this, and eventually the elephants got to dance to it. How they did, I don't know. It's a very humorous piece.
Well, Jeffrey, it looks like a great night of dancing with the ears.
When I was thinking about an upbeat, exhilarating program with which to conclude this season series of Keyboard Conversations, I don't think I could have come up with a more entertaining program than this one.
Jeffrey Siegel, thank you so much, and we look forward to Tuesday night.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk music with you, Sterling.